Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya, one of the supervisors here located on the floor. May I locate your information with your name and address?
Yes, Maya. My name is John, J-O-H-N. Last name is Finger, F-I-N-G-E-R.
Thank you. Give me one moment while the system still load up the information. And what's your address as well?
1125 A, 174th Street, Postville, Iowa, 52162. I also have a reference number if you need it.
No need, sir. So I located your account with the KitchenAid. Do you remember paying the postage or entering into the sweepstakes to receive a cookbook or kitchen device on the 14th?
No, ma'am. This was all fraudulent. My wife, I'm the only one that has access to my debit card. And there was she has not used my debit card for anything.
Okay, so you paid the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Upon that membership, 48 hours later, it's a recurring billing fee each month. But if she didn't place the order, did you give anybody authorization to place the order?
No, ma'am. I did not. And the reason why I'm calling back now is because since this was fraudulent, I've contacted my credit union, and they told me to call to resolve this. And I'm looking to have this $67.32 put back into my checking account. Because I didn't authorize this. I didn't authorize this.
Of course, we can start the fraud investigation here on the account. And any falsifying charges will result into a penalty or a fine. But I can counsel and refund back the transaction to you. You should receive it in 3 to 5 business days. Is your email cfinger2017@gmail.com?
That's my wife's. I can give you my email account.
Well, we can't change it, sir. So,
you can't change it? Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So she has the cancellation email regarding it. Anything else?
No, ma'am. That's it.
Perfect. Thank you for calling customer support, sir. Have a good evening.
You too, ma'am, and have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
You too. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.